following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. We've got a national championship game, Clemson and Alabama, to talk about that. We've got NFL playoffs to talk about. We've got self-destruction to talk about when you talk about the Bengals. We've got the Texans who, man, oh man, that's a sad case of a quarterback in that game. Wow. And then Alex Smith, man, kudos to that guy. Really, great job. Guy's just been consistent throughout his whole career. And then Big Ben. Didn't have much left, got knocked out, came back, puts his team on his back, and with a little help from the Bengals, man, oh man, they got it done. But got to welcome in my tag team partners in crime for this hour, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Fred, how are you, man?
I'm okay. I'm better than the Cincinnati Bengals, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was self-destruction at its best, right?
That may have been the weirdest ending I've ever seen in my life.
Jeff, good to have you for another hour. As you know, I love talking to you. I know we got a caller on hold, so we'll pick up the caller on the other side. But, Jeff, look forward to hearing what you have to say to Fred this hour.
Man, a lot of AFC North players weighing in on Vontaze Burfict, posting vines of all his cheap shots. Not surprising pattern of behavior. We've seen it since Arizona State, and it cost the Bengals their first playoff win in 25 years.
All right, man. We're just getting warmed up. Mitch, we'll get to you on the other side. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, this is Rick Haro. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal making, debuting on January 16. That's Beyond the Scoreboard, January 16 at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots happening in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. Hey, real quickly, guys, this just in. Not totally surprised, but Lionel Hollins is gone and Billy King is gone from the Nets. Ownership saying it's time for a fresh start there. Maybe I agree, maybe I disagree, maybe I really just don't even care about the Nets. What about you guys?
The Nets play in Brooklyn, right?
I don't even know where they play. Where do they play?
They're so far off the NBA radar. I mean, you really got to focus on the five or six contender. I mean, right now, you know, you got Cleveland at 9 losses, San Antonio at 6, and Golden State at 2. Why would we talk about the Nets?
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is they got some new things happening there, and maybe we'll see if they can turn it around, but probably not. And really the only story to me in the NBA, I don't know about you guys, the only story to me in the NBA is the Golden State Warriors, to be quite honest with you. They're just flat out unbelievable. They just continue to whip up on the league and have an unbelievable record, and I continue to think that they're going to break the record, Fred. How about you?
I don't know, but San Antonio's won 22 straight at home. That's a pretty good streak in itself. So I'm not sure what's going to happen in the playoffs. I think both teams are fun to watch. But, of course, with Coach Popovich, you have the best coach in a long, long time in the National Basketball Association. So, again, and he's won big, he's won small, he's won old, he's won young. He wins with anybody, and he gets the right players. The addition of Aldridge, of course, from Portland, has added to the bunch of good players that he has. So Golden State's playing fantastic basketball. They're so much fun to watch. But I wouldn't say it's a lock. And then, of course, LeBron. I mean, listen, LeBron is, you know, Curry's most valuable player. You can make that case. And Westbrook's right behind. But I'm telling you, when it matters, I'm still leaning toward LeBron because he controls everything. And so it's not like out of the question that Cleveland wins it when it gets to the final. Cleveland's going to make the finals from their side, and either San Antonio or Golden State from the other side, and then we'll see.
Yeah, and then an outside chance maybe for the Oklahoma City Thunder. But, you know, I agree with you on a lot of what you said. You know, you think about the Spurs, the additions that they made. Popovich is a great coach. We all know that. Maybe the best coach around. I'm not really talking about Golden State winning it necessarily, although obviously they have a great shot. They're the best team in the league, at least record-wise. And that's more what I'm speaking about. The 35-2 record is just absolutely remarkable. I mean, again, I don't care. You know, look, San Antonio's record is remarkable too. If Golden State isn't 35-2, their 32-6 is pretty awesome as well. Don't get me wrong, but I just find it incredible how they are whooping up on the league, and you have to think that they are going to push that record unless they decide to rest people or whatever it is. But I just feel like they don't quit. They just play every game like it's the last game. And that's what I really appreciate about the Golden State Warriors and the way that they play basketball, guys. And that's really all I'm talking about. And I agree with you 100%. San Antonio, Golden State, one of those two teams, and then obviously Cleveland. I mean, at the end of the day, the Bulls are playing really nice. And I'll tell you what, Butler has really, really stepped up. He's a good player, man. I'm surprised at how he's emerged as a leader and everything, but ultimately it's Cleveland and then those other two teams. So,
Hey, Dorf, would agree that 33-6 is a pretty good record for the San Antonio Spurs, yes or no?
So
Golden State still has to go 37-8 the rest of the way. They have to be remarkable the rest of the way this season. And, you know, I'm not trying to begrudge what they're doing. It's obviously historic to this point in the season. But, you know, to really assume that they're going to get to 72, I think it's a stretch. I mean, I think you're counting on a lot of guys to stay healthy. And I think you're counting on them to have to go all out in games that, you know, they probably could take a rest and prepare themselves for April, May, and June.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to say. Unless they do that, then they definitely push this record. But I don't know. It is what it is. And let's move back into some football talk. And with that being said, let's hook up with Mitch, who's giving us a call at 1-800-878-7529. Mitch, in Santa Monica, what's on your mind, brother?
Good morning, guys. By the way, are we watching the XFL? Is Vince McMahon now producing these games? Yesterday was incredible. I mean, what we've seen, the amount of just, well, first of all, violent hits, but the uncanny nature of these players completely losing their minds and going out there, and it's as if they had this pent up frustration all season long, and all of a sudden it's all let loose in the playoffs. I mean, what's going on?
Cincinnati and the Steelers, they always go at it with each other. I think they had something like $140,000 in fines with the two teams combined this year in their games. I mean, look, the bottom line is they don't like each other. It's obvious. But with that being said, Mitch, you have to keep your composure if you're the Cincinnati Bengals when the Steelers are driving late in a ball game. And, yeah, they're getting a lot of dink and dunk because – Ben Roethlisberger gets knocked out of the game, has to come back. Let's face it, Landry's terrible. With that being said, Hoyer's terrible. So you can't expect those guys to come up. And maybe even A.J. McCarron, look, he played well enough to win. I give him a lot of credit, but he's a backup as well. And the bottom line is, you have to give credit where credit's due. Big Ben came out there, was able to make the plays, the throws that he had to get his team into the next round. And you have to say to yourself about the Bengals, Marvin Lewis included, there's no discipline. These guys go out and find ways to lose games when they have all the talent in the world to go out there and be a team that could compete for a Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl or in that realm. They find a way to screw things up, and I put a lot of that on Marvin Lewis, to be honest with you, man.
Wait. Big Ben drove them down to their own 47.
And yeah, there, you know what? And that, there, you know what, though? That was good enough, okay? That's the bottom line is that was good enough, and then the Cincinnati Bengals self-destructed. So, yeah.
Well, they really came unglued after the Shazier hit and fumble, and you know he was denied the touchdown because the whistle blew. But yeah, you know, Cincinnati, the crowd and the team came unglued. We didn't see it on camera, but Jeremy Hill was apparently at midfield going after four Pittsburgh Steelers. So yeah, it was really hard to keep your composure if you're Marvin Lewis.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. You're 100% correct. Have we forgotten some other thing that almost happened on the interception by Cincinnati? When was it Burfict or who ran back to the wrong end zone? What if
he was so obviously down? I mean,
Jeff, I disagree with you. There was no obviously down in the NFL. You don't do that. How would you like to lose on a safety in that kind of a circumstance? I mean, I'm serious. He wasn't obviously down. Sometimes you think you're down. You're on a player. Sometimes your elbow's not down. No, you just don't do that to show off. You don't run 70 yards. Either way, you don't run 30 yards or 70.
That's giving yourself
up. Fred, your point is this. If you're going to run yards like that, run the right direction. That guy was absolutely – I was sitting there going, how crazy would it be if this idiot just lost the game for his team because he ran into the other end zone and he wasn't touched? You know, luckily, he was touched. Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead, man.
Is that Jim Marshall, anybody?
Yeah, same thing. But that wasn't showing off. See, that wouldn't have been showing. That was just, you know, he just got confused. This would have been showing off running the wrong way. Run the right way if you're going to show off. That's all.
Well, I would say it was just very entertaining, but I would like to get your guys' thoughts. I mean, it just seems, sure, it's the playoffs. Sure, everyone's playing harder. But it's as if, you know, the great late George Carlin coined the phrase pussification. And it's like, have they dumbed down the league so much?
Yes.
In terms of defense that now that they get to the playoffs, these guys are like ferocious beasts that are just want to kill. And then it makes the game completely different from what we've been watching the last 17 weeks.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. Look, the NFL, it's interesting at the end of the day. It's very interesting. Hey, Mitch, do you want to hang over with us and continue talking to us a little bit about some other games maybe in the NFL? All right, so we'll hold you over the break, and we'll keep you, man, and let you hang with us. But so much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. That's the digits. That's the way to get a hold of us. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back with more Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprint. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things going on in the sports world. We can always talk about the national championship game on Monday night with Clemson and Alabama. But if you want to talk football NFL style, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. As you know, Kansas City advancing with a huge victory in a sense of that they scored 30 points. The Texans scored zero. Hoyer looked out of his sorts. A lot of interceptions, I think four total. The Texans just didn't belong there, but somehow because that division is so bad, they're there. And the Chiefs riding a great high, man. They've won 11 straight. Let's give credit where credit's due. They've done a great job. Andy Reid and Alex Smith and the rest of those guys without Jamal Charles, let's not forget that guy's not playing for them. They've really stepped up. They're a pretty good football team. And the Steelers somehow ride Big Ben with no arm strength at the end of that game after being landed on by a 300-plus pound guy. I thought it was a great performance by him under those circumstances. And, yes, he was aided by the Bengals, but let's not kid ourselves. Big Ben is clutch, man. Big Ben is a great quarterback that has done that many times before. And all he had to do was get his team in field goal range. It's not like he had to score a touchdown, guys. But with that being said, a couple of big games today, another wild card Sunday, if you will, Seattle and the Vikings going at it, the Packers and the Redskins going at it. And I know that Mitch, who our caller is on the line, is a huge Packer guy, a lot like myself, but what's on your mind about today's games, Mitch? And obviously we got Jeff and Fred in the mix as well.
Well, I'll say one thing. I can pretty much predict one thing about the Packer-Redskins game is that I don't think Clay Matthews or Julius Peppers are going to get two personal foul unnecessary roughness penalties at the end of the game and make it into an embarrassment. I actually think it's going to be a very challenging game. I think it's going to be very interesting now that the Packers are going to face a Redskins team that is ranked, what, 26th against the run or 28th overall defense. We're actually going to see if this, you know, being held by a Band-Aid together offensive line can actually hold them off and give Aaron Rodgers the time that he needs. You know, I mean, it seems like after the first 6 weeks of the season, the Denver Broncos finally figured out that, you know what, you don't have to be afraid of Aaron Rodgers. They trust him, and we're not going to be afraid of the receivers. And ever since then, it's been a whole different game for them. It's a big challenge. So now they have what appears to be a weaker defense than what they've been facing. And the key will be is now, will that offensive line be able to hold off that attack and give him the time and let Aaron Rodgers be the Aaron Rodgers that we've seen, you know, the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, all the offensive linemen will be playing, the starters, and with the exception of potentially Boudieri, I believe, who is questionable for the game. No Shields in that secondary, which I think will be pretty huge because he's a huge playmaker, a guy that you can trust in the secondary. We have a lot of young guys back there, not necessarily we, but the Green Bay Packers have a lot of young guys back there, so... And they've played all year long. So, you know what? I guess it's time to put up or shut up at this point. And I agree with you about
Andy,
Aaron Rodgers.
Andy, I disagree with you. Last week was time to put up or shut up.
Yeah.
For home field advantage.
Yeah, you know you got to be careful. You got to be careful what you wish for, Dorf, because you wanted this game in Washington rather than playing Seattle potentially. So this is the game you asked for. I hope it works out for you, man.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, I kind of disagree with you, Fred. The Packers went at that game last week about as vanilla as possible. They weren't playing their starting guys at offensive line, and they tried to beat the Vikings. I'm not disputing that. They tried to beat them, but they tried to beat them being as vanilla as they possibly could. And then late in the ball game, they made a little surge, but truth be told, I think they were better off And again, I don't think you go out to lose a football game, but I think they were better off losing that football game and having a chance to go and play Washington, who, don't get me wrong, they're a good football team at home. They're 6-2, but let's not kid ourselves either. The Green Bay Packers, a lot of people talk about, oh, they're not very good on the road. Well, they were as good on the road this year as they were at home. They were 5-3 on both of those fronts. So I'll be honest with you. I don't care where Aaron Rodgers is playing. If Aaron Rodgers goes out there and has an Aaron Rodgers-like day, the Green Bay Packers are moving on, guys. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. And if you know what? If Washington can put that pressure on them and get them uncomfortable, and those wide receivers who have had so much trouble getting open can't get open to a certain degree, you're right. The Washington Redskins are going to look pretty good today. But you know what? That's why they play the games, guys, because we have no idea what's going to happen. And I think the Green Bay Packers have a great shot to win this game and then be hosting a football game next week in the second round. So let's see what happens.
Andy, are you actually saying that the Packers falsified injury reports last week and didn't play their starters on the offensive line and so that they could rest them and dog the game? I mean, that line is just, truthfully, it's decimated. They've been killed all year, and they're moving left guards to left tackles who never played before, new centers. I mean, it's a line that has been struggling all year.
The point to what you're saying is they're putting guys in uncomfortable positions. So they were moving that offensive line around where Sitton or other guys had to go into other positions and play. So you're right. They were out of their position. But I'm telling you right now, from what I heard about that report that they gave last week and with what you saw on the field, I do think there's some validity to what you said about them maybe resting their guys. I'm not saying they falsified anything with the reports. I think those guys were questionable to play last week, but they held them out thinking about the bigger picture, which is the playoffs, because they were in. It didn't matter what position, they were in the playoffs. And that's my humble opinion. I could be totally wrong, but there are others that questioned the Green Bay Packers report with their injuries. And I'm pretty sure you saw that, Fred. I'm not just coming up with this. I think I said this last week on the show when we were talking about the reports of the injuries.
No, I agree with you, but you're never better off on the road than home. I don't care about what record you're talking about, specifically in the playoffs. You're never better on the road than home, and you can give me yesterday that the road teams won. Historically, that's not the case. So, again, even if you have to face Minnesota twice in a row, you're still better off at home than on the road. And as you said, Washington is 6-2 at home. Cousins has found his confidence. Jordan Reed is the second best catching tight end in the National Football League. DeSean Jackson's going to have a big day if he's healthy, only from the point of view he's happy that Chip Kelly was fired in Philadelphia.
Good point. You may be out here. No, that's a great point, man. That's an excellent point, Fred, to be honest with you. He could have a real chip on his shoulder. Hey,
Dorf, I think the Packers needed to get the losing out of their system going down 38-8 in Arizona and then going home. And, it was a tough game, obviously, at the end of the season. But, you got to start winning games, especially now. Now are they going to be able to flip the switch and turn it on in Washington, who plays really well at home?
Man, you know what? I don't know. Mitch, Jeff, Fred, I don't know. But, again, they're there. They got a shot to do it. Mitch, go ahead.
I actually think the Packers are going to be successful. I think for them to potentially lose three in a row to end this season just doesn't really make sense the way they started it. I think they're going to find a way to get it done. What happens after that, I don't know. Going to Washington, I think absolutely, really for this Packer team, home or road really doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't matter at all. I mean, first of all, the Packers travel well. Sure, there won't be as many fans. The Redskins have a great fan base. But, the two road losses, which were the two devastating losses, big losses, the two big losses came on the road. Great. But they also had two embarrassing losses at home this year. So I think I'm with Andy on this one. I think as much as my Packer fandom is coming out, I'm looking for something positive, and hopefully that they will start the playoffs positive and end the season on a positive, and not end the season on a negative note, like by losing three in a row.
Mitch, all I got to say is this. The road to immortality starts today. So we'll see what happens, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the weeks to come. And hopefully it's the Packers moving on. But appreciate your call as always, man.
All right. Good Sunday. Good football day, guys.
Have a great day. Mitch in Santa Monica obviously listens to us here and there, so we appreciate the call. Anybody else? 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Look, we got another 20 minutes or so to talk about this, fellas, but we haven't even really addressed the Seahawks and the Vikings. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup, to be honest with you, man. I really look forward to watching Russell Wilson go out there and perform and play some great football. He's been special in the playoffs. He's been special late in the season. And the Vikings, you know what? They're coming off some momentum. They won a division, man. They're feeling pretty good. They got that home game you're talking about, Fred. And they also got that cold weather that we expect in playoff football late in the season. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back to keep continuing talking sports. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding, and thanks for your help.
Hi, this is Rick Haro. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal making, debuting on January 16. That's Beyond the Scoreboard, January 16 at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California.
Jeff Rich, somewhere here in Phoenix, Arizona, as well as myself. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Quick reminder, we rebroadcast on Monday at 9 Pacific time. And we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. So jump on board with us as much as you possibly can. We love hearing from you. And we love talking sports, to be honest with you. But, guys, let's get into the matchups a little bit today some more. Let's not talk much about that Packer game. And we'll kind of switch our focus and look at Seattle and the Vikings a little bit. And then I kind of want to get some thoughts about the national championship from Fred. Seahawks, Vikings, like I said, Russell Wilson has blossomed into a pretty solid quarterback when it comes playoff time and late this season. You know, you could actually make an argument that he made a little push for the MVP, to be honest with you. The Vikings, like I said, riding pretty high, winning that division, first time that they've done it since 2009, I believe. The Packers have had a pretty good run, to be honest with you. Some things have to change, and they did, but looking at this game, man, it should be good. No Marshawn Lynch for the Seahawks, but I expect big things out of Russell Wilson once again. Fred, your take.
24 touchdown passes, one interception the last seven games. You can't do much better than that as far as Russell Wilson is concerned. The loss of Lynch will make a difference, I think, and it's going to be very, very cold in Minnesota. And by the way, next year they're going to have a new stadium, right? And everybody's talking about here in Los Angeles and the new stadium possibilities and whatever. Let me just tell you this. New stadium in Minnesota is going to cost $1.1 billion. And taxpayers will pay a neat $498 million of that $1.1 billion. So taxpayers will pay like 48% of the bill. So let's not ever forget that when an NFL team comes to your fair city and says, we're going to build it ourselves. Andy, Jeff, they never build it themselves. It's always the taxpayers putting up 45 to 50%. So I just wanted to bring that up. I think Seattle at 5.5, I wouldn't wager the 5.5 one way or the other. I think Seattle will find a way to win the game. I think that with their wide receivers, they've got still more weapons in Minnesota, even with Adrian Peterson as the running back for the Vikes. I think Seattle will find a way to win, and they'll move forward, which will be interesting because that means that 2-6 seeds will be moving forward in this year's NFL playoffs.
Well, hey, Fred, taxpayer-funded stadiums, public-funded stadiums are the cost of keeping your team in town. I'm still scarred from Cleveland not giving Art Modell a new stadium after they gave the Cavaliers and Indians new venues back in 1995. And what did he do? He took the team away from the city. I mean, the problem is you could take the hard stance on it. But if another city's going to take your team and do what you won't do, you're going to lose your football team. So it's a really sad circle of inappropriate appropriation of funds, if you will. I think Thomas Rawls kind of fills the void there for Seattle, and they get it done on the road in Minnesota.
But he's out. He's been out for three games now. So it'll be Christian Michael.
No, it'll be Christian Michael. I'm sorry.
It'll be Christian Michael. And I disagree with you totally on the NFL stadium thing, because I'll tell you what, how many people can afford, and you guys throw it out, family of four, based on team marketing out of Chicago, a family of four, last year, $455 to go to an NFL game. How many people can afford that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know how many people can afford it on a weekly basis, but people obviously go to these games. They're selling out week to week, so I guess they're finding 55 or 60,000 people that can do it, Fred, to be honest with you. But
yeah, but you're finding the rich people, and the poor people are also paying taxes, and that's the problem.
Well, we can watch it on TV. How's that sound? Anyways, hey, let's jump out to the phones. We got James in Phoenix, I believe. So, James, you're on the air. You got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. You got Jeff Rich and the Dorfman somewhere else in Phoenix. What's on your mind, man?
I just want to talk about those Green Bay Packers today. You know, how do you like their chances against Washington?
Look, bottom line is we all know they got a tough one ahead of them. I mean, it's not been a pretty year for the Green Bay Packers. But with that being said, dude, they're 10-6. They're 5-3 on the road. They were 5-3 at home. I think that you have to look at this as an opportunity versus them going out and saying we're just a bad team. Look, we all know this isn't the Green Bay Packers' normal show, man. They're a team that has been dysfunctional this year. They have no receivers that can get open. Eddie Lacy has been inconsistent. Aaron Rodgers has been anything but Aaron Rodgers this year. So we all know it's going to be tough. But with that being said, challenges and journeys, man, this is how they start. This is the road to immortality, if you will, for the Green Bay Packers. And they have a great opportunity to go to Washington. I know Kirk Cousins has been good. He's been very good this year. But potentially, this could be a great start for the Green Bay Packers to start their potential run to the Super Bowl. And we'll see what happens, man. And that's why they play the games. I mean, yesterday it looked pretty good for Cincinnati. So they didn't get it done. At the end of the day, Big Ben came in and found a way to get it done. Hopefully Aaron Rodgers can put that S back on his chest, and he'll find a way to get the Green Bay Packers to the next round. James?
Did you think Mike McCarthy gets fired with a loss today?
That's a good question, man. That's actually a pretty good question. But no, I don't think he does. I mean, when you look at coaches in this league, there's Belichick, there's McCarthy, and then, to be honest with you, there's a lot of other coaches. Their records speak for themselves. And, I mean, it's like Marvin Lewis, where Jeff brought this up earlier in the show. I personally think the guy should be fired. He's been to 7 playoffs straight, I think. Whoa. Jeff said, right? Is that the number, Jeff?
Not consecutively, but since 2005, he's taken over the playoffs 7 times and been one and done each time.
Okay, so 7 out of 11 years or 10 years, he's gotten his team to the playoffs, but they've shown year after year that they wind up making a bonehead mistake or a stupid penalty or somebody gets injured or whatever it is. They find ways to lose football games, Fred, Jeff, James. And the bottom line is I think Marvin Lewis should be out of Cincinnati. I think Mike McCarthy, look, I've had my problems with him, but at the end of the day, when I look at it, who else would I rather have? I mean, I'd rather have Belichick, and I don't know who else other than him that I'd rather have, Fred. I mean, truth be told, Mike McCarthy, his record is pretty darn good.
I think John Gruden's the only name out there that would be, you know, semi-realistic to replace McCarthy. And
you know what? Dude, that's such a great point, because there is one guy that I want, it is John Gruden. And that's kind of been in the back of my mind. And knowing that he's been part of that Packer organization, I actually think that is an excellent call, to be honest with you, Jeff. Fred, what do you think?
I think he'll keep his job, win or lose.
I
really do. And since we're talking about coaches.
The Packers, who are the team who are finding ways to lose over the past few years. You know, if you look at that game at Seattle last year, you know, how do they blow that lead?
You know what, man? They didn't play 60 minutes. That's how they blew that lead. You know, and that. But if you look at what they did, man, they came back and they played well in the beginning of the year, which to a certain degree was probably an aberration because they weren't really that good. But at the end of the day, man, look. Look, you could say the same thing about the Bengals and their mistakes on Saturday, man. I mean, how does a guy get a penalty late in that football game and put the Pittsburgh Steelers in a chip shot position? So mistakes like that happen, and you know what? They haven't crumbled. With that being said, they really haven't crumbled. They came back. They played well to start the year out. They're not your typical Green Bay Packer team that we've been accustomed to. But truth be told, they're in the playoffs. They got a shot, man. They have a legitimate shot to at least get by the Washington Redskins later on today. I know the Redskins are playing well at home, but I take Aaron Rodgers in a bad year over Kirk Cousins in a good year, Fred.
I think Kirk Cousins is the most improved quarterback. I think I liked him from his days at Michigan State. I've always liked him. I always thought he was better than RG3 after RG3's injury caused by the Shanahans. I think Kirk Cousins can get it done, too. I think it'll be an interesting game. I have no opinion one way or the other. It started, Green Bay was 1 point on the road. Then Washington was 1 point at home. As of late last night, it was a pick'em affair, and that's what it should be. It really should.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat, though, Andy, you're always better playing at home. The crowd in Washington's going to be going crazy, and we'll just see what happens.
Hey, James, we'll give you the final take on this one, and appreciate the call, man.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I would think the Packers, they're a Super Bowl-type team, but if you look at performances like Jay Cutler at Lambeau, how did he get it done?
You know what, man, again, you know, look, things happen, and that's why you go out and you play every week. It is what it is. You can't look at the past. You can only look at the future. The Packers had some bad losses this year. We all know that, but they're in the playoffs, and it's a new season, man. So that's the way I'd be looking at it if I was the Green Bay Packers, and if I'm anybody else, you got to look at this as a new season, a new opportunity. You're down to the final few teams, and now it's a one-and-done opportunity. Go out there and make the most of it. That's my personal opinion. But, hey, James, appreciate the phone call, man.
Hey, Dorf, I'll tell you what. I've got a reason to root for the Washington team this week, and it's based off something I read earlier this week in the Wall Street Journal about how frugal some of these guys, especially from Kirk Cousins' rookie class, are. When they've gotten to the NFL, they don't drive the flashy cars. They didn't buy the mansions and the yachts. You know, they room up in small two-bedroom apartments in the D.C. area. I think that, you know, that they really embody trying to be modest and trying to be, I know the Cowboys kind of have the grip on America's team, but, you know, they really speak to the blue-collar people when they're not flashy and everything else, and it gives me a reason to cheer for the Washington Redskins, unfortunately at the expense of your Green Bay Packers.
No, I saw that too, to be honest with you. And, you know, hey, kudos to them. I like guys living simple and whatnot. But, hey, they're gonna have a great game. Let's be honest, man. I think the wild card weekend is some of the most crazy stuff that you'll see in the whole entire playoffs, because these road teams do find a way to win a lot of the times, Fred. I believe the Steelers won the Super Bowl their last time or something as a number six seed, if I'm not mistaken. I know they've won it once, at least as a six seed. And a lot of times, teams just get hot at the right time, like Kansas City, for instance. To me, they're dangerous just because they've won 11 straight games. At a certain point, it doesn't matter who you're playing. When you get on a roll, you get on a roll. And the Kansas City Chiefs are on a roll. The Carolina Panthers, for the season, for the most part, were on a roll. The Seahawks got on a roll toward the end of the season. So I think when you look at that, there's certain teams that are dangerous. And there's a team that's sitting out right now, too, guys, that has a week off that I think is pretty dangerous in the Arizona Cardinals. So we'll just see how it goes, man. This is the playoffs. Anything and everything that you think can and will happen, it's gonna. I mean, it's always just unbelievable. But big players step up at big times. I think Russell Wilson will step up. And it's interesting when you talked about him, Fred. The one thing none of us mentioned is he got better when Jimmy Graham wasn't on the field, which is somewhat surprising. But maybe not, because he needs more room to do things on his own, and maybe less weapons is actually more for Russell Wilson. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help
you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for today. We'll be back at you next week, obviously. But obviously, I want to thank Fred Wallen for joining me and Jeff Rich for joining me. And then Scott on the other side of the glass for making it all possible. And John Poulter and Seth Marenbloom, our normal contributors on the program. Fellas, as you know, it is time for our parting shots. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. Fred, you're up first. What's on your mind?
Mike Piazza made the Hall of Fame. He's going in as a Met. Dodger fans are upset. Stick it. He's got any choice. He's got every choice in the world, every right in the world to pick the team that he wants to go in as, and he's going to be wearing a Met hat in the Hall of Fame.
Interesting, because I'm surprised you sort of feel that way, but it's cool that you feel that way. Jeff, you're up, man.
Lovie Smith out in Tampa after improving from 2-14 to 6-10 this season. Word is that they want to bump Dirk Cutter, the offensive coordinator, up. They're going to interview Sean McDermott and Harold Goodwin from the Cardinals. And the reason this is relevant is because Goodwin is African-American and everybody's looking at this as a token interview for the Rooney Rule. And I think that we've evolved in society and in the NFL to the point where we don't need this type of affirmative action. And it's really insulting to a lot of these minority candidates. Dates.
Great point, Jeff. I'm sure Fred would have loved more time to talk to you about that. So maybe next week we will get into that and we'll see how things shape up there. My parting shot is two things. First off, Jeff Rich, I don't know if you're friends with him on Facebook, Fred, but you should be because looks like he's got a potential coaching job in the NFL on a joking note. But my serious one here as my parting shot for real is about those Green Bay Packers, man. It's time to put up or shut up. I have been with you all year long. Don't make me look like an idiot, a homer. Go out there and play your best game. It's the playoffs. It's Aaron Rodgers' time to shine. I really, really want you to go out there and play your best game. Not only for me, but for every Packer fan and for yourselves. Go out there and be the team that we thought you could be. For Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk at you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.